The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Everyone is entitled to a blissful life, right? Join us now for Pure Talk Radio with your host, Bonnie Wirth. Bonnie is proof that you can live to improve life in all sorts of ways. If you want a better life, I mean really better, it's time to start now. Here's your host, Bonnie Wirth.
Hey, 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 good morning, everybody, and happy day to you. Welcome to Pure Talk Radio. I am your host, Bonnie Wirth, and it is another chilly day here in Lloydminster, Canada. Apparently, Mother Nature not quite finished with this winter season yet. I am grateful, though. You know, I get to work out of my house. It's nice and warm here. And, you know, how easy and how magnificent that I get to connect with you all here today on the show. So if this is your first time tuning in, an extra special welcome to you. Make sure to take an opportunity, if you haven't already done so, to listen to the previously recorded shows for even more inspiration and enlightenment. You know, each show is jam-packed with fabulous insight and information, and really it's all centered about helping you in moving forward with your own life and assisting you with your own well-being. Today's show is called The Mind and Body Connection. You know, at one time, this concept was really, honestly, folks, very, very foreign to me. As you heard on my first show, I lived a good part of my own life, you know, ignoring, neglecting, and abusing my body. I used to cover up, you know, all the things that I was trying to hide from, whether emotionally or physically. And it's only been within the last few years that I'm learning to love and appreciate and acknowledge and, you know what, even celebrate my body. Our bodies are temples for our spirit, and we are more than our bodies. Our bodies actually do so much for us. You know, we don't even have to ask. Each organ with its own job and its own function, it just goes about its job without so much as even a thank you from us most days. Our bodies, you know, graciously store all kinds of gunk, you know, all that negative emotional energy on the cellular and the molecular levels. Everything that we try to ignore, we choose to suppress, or we don't want to deal with. And over time, our body needs some attention. It needs healing, and it needs love from us, you know, or it does. It begins to break down and even manifest within disease and illness. Dr. Carolyn Miss, she's the author of the book, The Anatomy of the Spirit, and she states quite profoundly that your biography becomes your biology. And that means your emotional story becomes your body. That there is an emotional root cause to every physical ailment. And when we can heal the emotion and the emotional trauma that we have within our body, you know, from the past, that we can heal our body. And so today, I would like to introduce to you my guest, Pamela Cushman, whose focus is on emotional and physical health and the connection between mind and the body. And she is going to offer you all kinds of insight and understanding and hope through sharing her story. Hello and good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Bonnie. I'm so happy to be here with you.
I am thrilled to have you on board. Oh my goodness, Pamela, to be able to share you with the world, to the listeners. I'm just really grateful to have that opportunity to bring you to the table, so to speak.
Thank you.
So, Pamela, I'm going to turn it over to you here. I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about your story. What, you know, I introduced, of course, this whole mind and body connection concept, but I really do want you to take over and just share with how you have come into this awareness for yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bonnie. Well, I, like you, did not understand that the mind and body were connected. About 6.5 years ago, I started to wake up. I had my wisdom teeth removed, and right after I woke up from the wisdom tooth removal, which could have been an easy thing, I discovered I had this really awful pain in my face, and it has stayed with me for 6.5 years now. So on my journey to get better, I tried everything I could in Western medicine, short of neurosurgery.
Wow.
Every medicine, technique, procedure, I tried it. I started to realize that nothing would change. Every time I would wake up from a procedure, I went, oh, the pain's still there. So I thought, okay, it's time to go alternative. But 6.5 years ago, alternative to me was acupuncture. I had no idea of the potential out there for healing. So I went to an acupuncturist, and she did her needles, and I felt comfortable. It was nice. But what I took away most was that she said my pain had an emotional root. I was absolutely confused.
Wow.
I had no idea. So I went straight for a therapist. I thought, okay, well, if this is something emotional, then I'm going to go work on it. Well, I did that, and it was helpful, but it didn't stop the pain. So I continued to wonder, what in the heck? Why is this pain with me? I know there's a physical reason for it. I was fine one day, had a wisdom tooth removed. I now have pain. Is there really an emotional reason? So I started looking for alternatives, and I found a toe reading class. And for me, toe reading was way off the spectrum for me. I grew up a Jehovah Witness. I was excommunicated from that religion for some earlier beliefs, but this certainly was not allowed. And even though I was no longer part of the religion, I still carried the guilt that came with it. So I went through this toe reading class, learned a lot, heard about chakras, never heard about that before. And although I had not found healing as far as a cure, I began to heal. And I do believe there's a difference between the two, and I'll talk about that later. But I also discovered that there are so many other things. I became a hypnotherapist. I finished a master's degree in psychology. I became a Reiki master. I just started getting my hands in as many things as I could, working on my own healing. So to this day, I say I'm healing, but I'm not cured. The pain is with me every day. I still rely on Western medicine to help me with many aspects of pain management. But what I've discovered is there's so much inside of me that I can do to manage the pain and really heal the stories of my life.
Wow. And, did you at any point prior to 6 years ago ever think you needed to, start to make maybe some changes within your life or actually having to heal some of that that emotion and the stuff that you were holding on to?
That's a great question. Hindsight is a beautiful thing. When I reflect back over my life, I can see where the messages were coming, and they were intuitive. I didn't call myself psychic or anything. I just said there was intuition or a gut feeling. So I made some major life changes, and I did those based on that gut feelings, what I labeled it as. And so I knew that there was something going on, but I didn't know how to put the pieces together. So I know that this wisdom tooth removal was what was needed for me to pay attention, because I was not listening with the other methods of nudging. I was too ensconced in my lifestyle of, working in a great job, making great money, really told myself I loved my job. I had the perfect life.
Right.
But underneath there was that nagging feeling like I wanted to do something else. I wanted to do more. Had it not been for this wisdom tooth removal and the pain that's followed, I wouldn't be where I am now.
Well, and what's so interesting to me is that through just a modality that you really weren't even comfortable maybe really learning about or being a part of, that you really began to discover and remember, and I don't know how else to say other than remembering your own gifts and abilities.
Yes, just hearing you say that actually chokes me up and gives me goosebumps, because I remember when I walked into the first day of the Torah reading class and I really felt awkward. People knew each other in the class and they knew a lot more than I did. And I remember one woman came over to me and said, "Honey, I know I've been where you are. It's okay. Just relax. You'll get it." I was like, "What?" I had no idea what she was talking about, but now I do. I understand. And all my life, and many people have probably heard this, that, you know, you hear, you have so much potential. We see so much more in you than you see in yourself. Many people get those messages. I didn't really understand it until this class, and it began to unfold for me.
Wow. Wow. And so I know for myself, I mean, that was one of the first, I think probably introductions that you and I had together was, you know, you doing a Torah reading for me. And it was something that was just sounded like it was fun. I needed to try it out to see what it was about. But I was so amazed at the insightfulness and it really how, you know, talk a little bit about the toes. I mean, they really do tell a story about us.
Yes, it's amazing. In fact, the reason I decided to start with toe reading was because I was very scientifically minded. And when I signed up for the class, it said, "This is great for people who are scientifically minded." So I said, okay. So the story is that as you experience life, your toes respond, much like your organs respond to stress or our skin, that type of thing. And most of us don't spend a lot of time looking at our toes. And I've discovered through thousands of toe readings, people either love their toes or hate their toes.
Yeah.
And I personally was a hater of my toes. I have webbed toes and was embarrassed my whole life. So this was touching that religion aspect of beliefs, but it was an area of my life that I was uncomfortable with. So each toe does record a different part of your story. So if you're wondering what they tell, your big toes will tell you about your life's purpose, whether you're on your path or if you remember it or if you're waking up. Your second toes will tell you about the way you communicate in the world and if there's more potential for you. You know, are you to write a book? Should you be a radio talk show host? You know, something like that.
Go ahead, continue.
I was going to say the third toes are about the way you get things done. And the importance of this is because a lot of us will take jobs or get into relationships and keep repeating the same patterns and not understand why. And having a toe reading and having these aspects, having it be pointed out to you or having you help you remember it, helps you remember what's real and true for you. Your fourth toes are about relationships, and I have to tell you, that's the one I get asked the most questions about, either life purpose or what's going on with my relationships. And your baby toes have a job to do. They really tell about your innermost thoughts and beliefs about abundance and trust.
Wow.
So they have a lot to tell. And this is not only just those stories, but it goes in deeper that one side represents how you talk to yourself and spirit. And I use that term. You can, you know, call it what you want, universal life force, God, creator, whatever, Mother Earth. And the other side represents how people see you and they respond to you. So it's absolutely insightful.
So obviously this for you as well must have given you a lot of insight into some of the emotional baggage that maybe you were carrying from your past, what direction you needed to take or to move forward within your own healing within your journey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it also confirmed this feeling inside of me that I knew I had something to offer. But the world, the message I was getting was, you're worthless, you're not smart, you know, all of these negative things that I allowed and bought into. But Torah reading helped me go, hey, wait a minute. I'm okay. There is something that I'm here to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now, you know, you primarily, one of the specialties that you have, you know, is working with women within transition. So, you know, bringing them forward, helping them, you know, move beyond old limiting beliefs and behaviors and really devoting yourself and your time to making a difference in people's lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what would you, is there anything that you would change about that past, Pamela? Some of you talked, you know, about growing up within the religion and some of those beliefs you took on and the doubts of self. And so, you know, is there anything that stands out that you would change?
That's a great question, Bonnie, because in the past, my answer would be nope. I know every single one of those events has brought me to this day and on the radio with you. But I do believe that if I could change something, I would go back and journal more. I would record my life, even if I was just recording it as this is what happened that day. Because now as I look back over my life, I have these memories. And they're perfect, right?
Right.
But they might be a little different had I written things down and remembered even more. But that's just one of those things, again, a hindsight type of thing.
Right, right. And so what do you value most about your life experiences?
Oh, I would say the fact that it's not been easy. For some reason, I was born to be one of those people that had to choose the hardest road. If there was an easy road, I'd say, no, thank you. I don't want that. So I value most is that I've been able to hang on to that inner voice inside of me. And even though I didn't listen to it, much like you, I went through periods of drug abuse. I had abusive relationships, just a lot of poor choices. But that voice was always there. And even though I didn't listen to it, I knew it was there. So I really value that little voice inside of me that has been guiding me even when I didn't listen.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that just amazing? And you know, I really do want to, we're going to go to a commercial break here in just a couple of minutes. And really, we're going to get a little bit more into detail about, you know, the mind and the body and how it, you know, your thoughts and everything create so much. But what I love that stands out for me, you know, in sharing a little bit here in the last few seconds is that you talk about the choice, right? Always choosing and to really recognize that we do have a choice. You know, we can choose to continue in the way and bringing in those relationships and making those choices for ourselves, or we can choose differently. And that's, you know, that you said it right there.
I agree. Absolutely.
We are visiting today with Pamela Cushman. And Pamela Cushman, if you want to get more information about her, you can visit her website at www.thepointofbalance.com. We are talking a little bit, not a little bit, our show today is about the mind and body connection. And Pamela shared a little bit about her story here. And we're going to take that into an even deeper level and more awareness of self and how we are actually creating our lives and our experiences and how our body responds to that, whether we know we're, you know, living in flow with our life or whether we are resisting that. And like, you know, Pamela had just pointed out too, you know, those choices that she was making in her own life and how they implicated and had a direct, you know, reflection on her own experiences. Pamela is a life coach. She does toe readings, hypnotherapy, Reiki, and she really is, you know, involved with group classes and really focusing on women in transition. Very, very caring individual and, you know, has been a part of my own healing journey as well and has helped me through some ups and downs in my own life over the last few years. So, Pamela, I'm really, really grateful to have you on the show today. And we are going to break for a quick commercial. For more information on me, visit my website, www.purehealingbybonnie.com. We will be right back.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Bonnie Wirth is a leader in her field of metaphysical science and metaphysical ministry, helping others heal within, find hope, motivate themselves and others to discover inner peace, recognize their hidden potential, and become empowered with tools and resources that will enable them to live their personal best. Pure Magazine provides a platform for its subscribers to relate their life experiences to those of the contributors, therefore creating awareness that there are many others with similar experiences and stories, and that they are not as different from others as they think and feel they are. Each season, Pure Magazine publishes inspiring and uplifting content which motivates, supports, and empowers its readers to lead happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Pure Magazine is full of personal life stories and inspirational messages shared by many phenomenal contributors whose participation brings Pure Magazine to the forefront of choice. Pure Magazine is sure to inspire its readers and cause their soul to soar and their life to flourish. Subscribe at www.puremagazinebybonnie.com.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
We let so many outside factors mold and shape our lives. Technology, instant delivery. We live in an on-demand world. What's happened to the compassion, the kindness, a better pace? Listen to Might Radio with host Gabriella Von Ray. We'll bring that kindness and compassion back to our world. Our guests come from around the world, and we'll discuss what's being done and what we can do to bring our lives back to order. Might Radio is broadcast live every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
If you are having difficulty balancing everything in your life, be sure to tune in to Change is Personal with Kim Fuller. Each week, we'll help you do your own self-assessment to handling relationships, family, life challenges, health, and personal goals. Kim and her guests share from experiences and offer advice and resources to keep your life on track. Change is Personal with Kim Fuller can be heard live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Listen and start having a fuller life.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You are listening to Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Wirth. Find out more about Bonnie by visiting purehealingbybonnie.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello and welcome back, everyone. I'm visiting today with my guest, Pamela Cushman, and we are talking about the body and mind connection. And Pamela, in the first segment, shared with us a little bit about her journey over the last 6.5 years. Going in and having a wisdom tooth removal, which should be a really straightforward and easy process, and has really been going through chronic pain as a result of that surgery. And she's really been enlightening us in terms of a direction and how she began her own spiritual awakening as a result of this this situation with her wisdom tooth. So Pamela, please come on back, and I welcome you to continue on moving forward. How would you compare your life now, Pamela, living in more of an awakened state of your being and connected to your spirit, as opposed to how you were living 6.5 years ago?
Oh, that's a great question. My first thought was, I think I have less wrinkles. I don't know if it's true. What I mean by that is I live in such a relaxed state compared to where I was 6.5 years ago. 6.5 years ago, I was looking outside of myself for validation. So in my work, in my salary, I was in leadership. So the people that I would lead, my intentions were very pure and very good. All I wanted was for everyone to, you know, feel joy every day, love coming to work. But what I found was that I was talking people into it versus allowing them to be, which is very stressful. If you've ever tried to change anybody, which I would swear that I wasn't doing that, but now looking back, I realize that I was trying to change people. So in my new awakened state, I realize I truly can only change myself. And that when I do that, I actually influence change even on a greater scale around me.
Wow.
You could not have convinced me of that 6.5 years ago. So if somebody's hearing this and going, yeah, I don't know about that, that's okay. And it really is okay, because you will find your way. I believe every human is on this path, that we're born, we have our little memory wiped out about what our real purpose is, and we begin to go through experiences in life to begin to awaken and remember who we are, not who our parents tell us we are, not who society tells us we are, but who we are.
Wow. Wow. And I agree with you completely. It's about really about taking that, letting go of those judgments or opinions and really claiming yourself.
Yes. And it is easier said than done, that wonderful phrase.
Yeah.
But when you do get there, I didn't do it overnight. Well, there were a couple times in my life I did make quite large stands and made major changes. But normally it's a little bit more incremental. One day at work, I remember saying to some employees, I said, you know what? I'm being judged. I might as well be judged for who I am. And in that day, I began to act differently. And that's when I was at work with pain, but I started to see things differently. I started to see my role differently. I started to change my value of what money meant to me and what I was using it for, and just all sorts of things started to get all mixed up along with a lot of clarity.
So thought processes, habitual thinking patterns, is that kind of what you began to recognize and change?
Yes. This happens every day too, Bonnie. I realize something about myself. So I think it's a lasting process. But thought patterns seem so natural, and they seem like the only way to go because that's what I was thinking. So when I made a judgment about myself, that something was good or something was bad, I didn't realize that I could alter that. Now, I have to tell you that when I learned about the chakra system, I learned that my facial area where this pain is attached to my throat chakra, actually. And my throat chakra, or speaking your truth, was something I was so afraid to do. Growing up in the religion I grew up in, I was told that that was the truth, and what I wanted to speak was not the truth.
Hmm.
So I began to connect these thought patterns with my having my wisdom tooth removed. So it's been quite a journey connecting the two.
So as you're connecting it and you're becoming more and more aware of those thought processes or those beliefs that, you know, as a child you were, whether you bought into them or whether they were just a part of your upbringing, did you begin to see the direct correlation and have relief from your symptoms as you began to alter those thoughts?
That's a great question, and I wish I could say yes. But the physical pain has not changed, but my ability to manage it has changed. I touched on this just briefly about there's a difference between curing and healing. And I've come to realize I may never be cured, so to speak, but the healing is my spirit is healed. My physical body is still experiencing pain, but my spirit is so alive and so energized, so different than dealing with the pain and having a dampened spirit.
Wow. Wow. I have goosebumps just as you're talking that, you know, and I mean, it's just that I guess validation, that confirmation that we are so much more than our bodies.
I agree with you. In fact, I don't know if it's just the period that I grew up in. I mean, it's hard to say, but it seems like we're in a very beautiful time right now where my children and my grandchildren are learning that there is a connection. So for many of us who aren't sure that there is a connection, you know, I say, think about a pain that you have, or for me as a kid, I would get rashes all the time, even as an adult. And then begin to look at what your thoughts are around before that happened. Or like I get stomach aches. A stomach ache tells me that, I'm not in my truth. I've learned this. either I'm not saying something or I'm thinking something that is harmful to myself. So I get a stomach ache and I know it right away and I go, ah, you know, you can, it's one thing to have the knowledge, but to put it into action takes practice.
And so what are some of the ways that you do put it into action, Pamela? I mean, one of the, you know, the becoming conscious, obviously, at first and foremost around, you know, what was I thinking prior to the stomach ache? But what are some of the other ways that you've been able to kind of work with that?
Well, for me, my main focus has been, getting out of pain, relieving the pain. So a lot of my focus has been around what things am I doing that could be making this harder for myself? And how can I make it easier for myself? So really, Bonnie, it is kind of a simple answer for me, and it really comes down to my thoughts. My thoughts, the things I say about myself. I find that my pain increases when I say to myself, oh, you stupid, or that was dumb, or, you know, oh, you silly. And those are small little terms that I would never say to my children, but I say them to myself. So for me, this mind-body connection sounds ominous, sounds so big, but really it is within our control. It is a process and it does take practice. And so to do that, I teach myself a lot. I love to get a book and then read it and, you know, jot questions down. And I love to teach. So everything I read or do, I always think, ooh, how can I teach somebody else that? Because in teaching it, you begin to learn it even more yourself.
Right. And it becomes a lot easier to apply it then within your own life.
Yes, because other people will ask a question and it'll be like, oh, I don't know the answer to that. And then that helps me create clarity. And that's where the beauty of a show like this, or when you can get one-on-one with somebody who works in coaching or, you know, anything like that, you get that opportunity to be asked a different question so that you can see yourself in not a different light. I would just say a clearer light.
I like that. Almost like a new light, right?
Yes, but the more I go through this process, the more I'm beginning to realize that I have known this information my entire life. In fact, it kind of chokes me up again. I'm very emotional today with you. This is so important to me to share this information. I feel like I was born to share this. It's become crystal clear to me lately that my message is that You can make a difference in your life. You can find out who you are and feel joy. And even though everything that's happened to you may be negative, you've been abused, you've had horrible things happen to you, you've made choices that most people would think were bad, you can use all of that to create an amazing, amazing you that can help somebody else.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm the one who has goose pimples and coming emotional with you saying that, because that really truly is it, right? There's so much good that we can extract out of those experiences, you know, and it was in the conversations that I had with you really was about, you know, referring to the golden nuggets, the good that existed from those experiences and how you can take that and now apply it in a positive way to make a difference in somebody else's life.
Yes, and that's what coaching is all about, is there's a time and a place for all kinds of therapy, traditional and alternative. If you're in a position where you're tired of living the way you're living, tired of getting the same old results, wondering what you're supposed to do, that's where coaching really comes in, because you get to start where you're at and begin to move forward. But you do need to look back a little bit, because that's where your strengths are. They're hidden in those moments of darkness. And that's where illness begins, because illness starts in your emotional body. I'll use an example. When I was married to my first husband, I used to get this rash on my index finger that just would literally eat up the whole side of my finger. And then when we got divorced, it went away.
Wow.
And then, I know, then I went to my second husband. I tell you, I've got a long story. Going to have to read the book. I would get a rash on the palm of my hand. Again, we get divorced. the rash is gone. And now I'm in my third marriage, which is fabulous, absolutely fabulous, and no rashes. But those are the simple things that I'm referring to anyone listening that, you know, you may think that, oh, that rash, I've just had it since I was a kid. Well, okay, that may be true, but what's another part of that story? You know, psoriasis, dry skin, that type of thing is a very hard thing to treat and to manage. I have a family member who has it. And what I've discovered was, and I didn't want to believe it, but there is some truth to that skin issues are about hiding things. They really can be about hiding your truth and your light. And just working with someone or reading a book or acknowledging that there might be a connection could begin to release those blocks that really can lead to this healing that I'm talking about. You may not be cured. You may not be cured. You might.
Yeah.
At least you'll be healed.
I think there comes down when you talk about the cure, you know, and part of it for me is I think that the person has to believe first that they can be cured. And if you don't believe you can be cured, you know, that probably isn't going to happen for you. If you don't believe that you can be helped, you're probably not going to be able to be helped. And so a lot of that, you know, we do hold ourselves back in that as well. So I think it's important to to point that out and highlight it. One of the things that you referred to in a conversation again that I had with you, you talked about the shadow box. We have a shadow box, you know, all those things that we tuck away that are hiding in the shadows or in the closet of our life. And so that in this conversation and, you know, in having with you is really about where the physical body starts to manifest some of its ailments from.
Absolutely. In fact, I wanted to just touch base real quickly on what you said about you have to want it. I heard this while I was going through all these procedures and I looked at myself in the mirror and said, do I really want to heal? And when I thought about it, yes, of course I don't want to be in pain, but what would I have to give up if I did get better?
Right.
Well, at the time, I believed that I had to go back to a job that I thought I loved that I discovered, well, maybe I didn't. that I was afraid that the pressures of the material life that I had created, the houses, the cars, the trips, and all the beautiful things I loved. But there's also a price that came with it. And I believe that I started to realize that I wanted to partner with my pain versus trying to make it go away. Now, I don't know, maybe I'll change that someday and say I do wish, you know, I wish for perfect health. But I guess when you've had a chronic issue, you tend to go, okay, wait a minute. This has been here for a while. So if it's going to visit with me, I best make friends with it.
Right.
So I don't know that answered your question, but I definitely wanted to hit that point.
No, that's really great. And I think that's exactly, I think it's about coming to terms with where things are, that acceptance. Okay, this is what's happening in my life. This is what's been created and what's come about as a result of that. And so now how can I live with and how can I, you know, make better through just energy of thought and bringing ease to what maybe would have been discomfort.
And, you know, we talk about thoughts, and for me, just a little bit more about my history. I have made some difficult choices. When I was in my early 20s, I decided I no longer wanted to be part of that religion. And I had an affair, and I wasn't sorry for it, and that got me ousted right away.
Yes.
And then because I wasn't sorry for it, and I was so, you know, proud that I now wanted this new life for myself, I started to crack open my awareness. I then still made some choices that were not the best, but they led me to where I am. So I do not regret them, but these choices really cemented that I was stupid, that I couldn't learn. I had a husband that would tell me, because he had a degree and I didn't have a degree, that, you know, I wouldn't know my way around a college library. Like, that made me dumb, but okay. It made me feel dumb, you know?
Right.
And I used to believe that I had to accept my life the way it was. We were married for nearly 15 years and I would do things like, and some of this is not easy to say because my self-esteem was so low. I would actually leave my home because I was frightened to be there. And down the road, there was this field of raspberries. I would go sleep in the dirt to just get away from the environment. Mm-hmm. Because my body felt so sick being in that environment that laying in the dirt in the middle of somebody's field was a better place for me than in my own home. So that was part of my awakening.
Wow. Grounded in self, right?
Connecting. Yeah, literally.
Totally. We are visiting today with Pamela Cushman of The Point of Balance. You can find out more about Pamela, www.thepointofbalance.com. You can also connect with her on Facebook, folks. She's at www.facebook.com/thepointofbalance. Pamela, we will continue here, and we have a really big announcement for everyone when we return.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Bonnie Wirth is a leader in her field of metaphysical science and metaphysical ministry, helping others heal within, find hope, motivate themselves and others to discover inner peace, recognize their hidden potential, and become empowered with tools and resources that will enable them to live their personal best. Pure Magazine provides a platform for its subscribers to relate their life experiences to those of the contributors, therefore creating awareness that there are many others with similar experiences and stories, and that they are not as different from others as they think and feel they are. Each season, Pure Magazine publishes inspiring and uplifting content which motivates, supports, and empowers its readers to lead happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Pure Magazine is full of personal life stories and inspirational messages shared by many phenomenal contributors whose participation brings Pure Magazine to the forefront of choice. Pure Magazine is sure to inspire its readers and cause their soul to soar and their life to flourish. Subscribe at www.puremagazinebybonnie.com.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Wirth. Find out more about Bonnie by visiting purehealingbybonnie.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. So glad you can join us here today on Pure Talk Radio. I am with my wonderful guest today, Pamela Cushman. And Pamela has been getting very real with us here, really sharing and opening up to you about her life and her story and really how all of the emotion and everything, the beliefs that she had and how it was affecting her physical well-being, or even how it's, you know, manifested itself into right now, even into that physical or that chronic pain that she deals with. So thank you so much, Pamela, for sharing in the openness and the realness that you are bringing here today with our listeners.
I'm honored.
Awesome. So Pamela, tell me a little bit now. You know, you've gone through a whole lot. You've had all kinds of experiences. Six and a half years ago, you have this wisdom tooth removal, which now has brought about chronic pain, and you are living life more connected, more fulfilled, and in more joy than you were prior to any chronic pain. And so I think that it in itself is absolutely celebratory. Like, it just, we should be breaking out in song and dance over that.
Yes, I agree. I really find it amazing to be able to agree with that. If you had asked me this question, you know, 6.5-7 years ago, I would have said, you gotta be crazy, Bonnie. Yeah. That's not how you get happiness. And I'm certainly not encouraging anyone to get to this level. In fact, I hope that there's someone out there listening today that can really benefit and just begin to realize that the pains or the rashes or the, you know, headaches or whatever they're having might just be related to something that they may be able to control in their life that has to do with them, not someone else.
Well, and it goes right back to the opening of the show where I, you know, quoted Dr. Carolyn Miss, where she indicates that your biography becomes your biology.
Absolutely.
You know, your makeup. It really becomes about your makeup. So tell me a little bit about your philosophy on life now, Pamela.
Ooh, that's a big one. Okay. We only have how much time left? Okay.
Philosophy on life.
My philosophy on life is that, again, that I have a responsibility inside of me to awaken my spirit, to be honest with myself, to share my message, my voice. And doing that, I become responsible for my actions, and I model what can be possible. So imagine a world where we came from a place of the heart, mind, you know, where we think, we feel with our true hearts, not the hearts that we've been told to create, but the heart that makes decisions based on what is truly best for love, not based in fear. So my philosophy at this point in my life is do things based in love, avoid the fear.
Oh, my gosh, that's just beautiful. That's just and I mean, leading with your heart, right? Opening up, living from the heart, leading with your heart, whether within your actions, your conversations, but not only with other people, but with yourself as well.
And the heart is a tricky bit of business, I would say, because for me, my heart was very covered with a shield. And that shield was full of limiting beliefs. And that came from what I deemed as bad choices. Now I see them as part of my story. But I had to really work with energy work and therapy to get that, find out what my real heart was, where it's at. And I found out that that little voice inside of me is not only connected to my head and my stomach, but it's part of my heart. So that means making very tough decisions. The day I said I was done with that religion, that was my heart. It was a horrible decision. I lost my, not horrible, but my family rejected me for 10 years. I didn't speak to my mom or dad. They said, if you don't change your ways, we want nothing to do with you. People that I knew would just turn and walk away if they saw me coming down the street. I mean, it was a big decision, but I was confident that it came from my heart, even though I didn't even understand that concept at the time.
Right. And again, you know, just to say what is right for you may not be right for someone else, but it doesn't make you wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know it because you get this solid feeling. So even if it is a difficult decision, whether it be a divorce, a change in a relationship, moving, I just moved 3,000 miles. I mean, it can be scary, but that's the fear aspect. And fear is in us for a reason to protect us, but we often use it in other parts of our world. I mean, we don't have saber-toothed tigers, you know, roaming outside anymore. So really some of the fears that we have, are something that we might want to consider letting go of. And of course we want to, you know, be safe and conscientious, but there are things that do limit us.
Right, right. Oh my gosh. What's the best advice that you've ever been given within the last 6.5 years that really has impacted you in moving forward?
I have to laugh because I am listening to my inner voice right now. And the story that came to mind is when you're on an airplane, you know how the flight attendants tell you to put your mask on first and then assist your child.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, in the last 6.5 years, I've done a lot of traveling and that advice is about self-care. So to me, that idea that we're getting messages all around us to care for ourselves first before we can care for someone else. We're a society of don't be selfish. You can't do that. Don't be selfish. That's bad. It's bad. It's bad. But again, if you look at your motives, is your motive based in love or is it based in fear? It will help you decide whether that is a selfish thing or if it's a self-care.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there was for a long period of time, I was looking for the word. I refer to it as being healthfully selfish, but selfish being a negative word. And so, you know, how could I change or alter that into a more positive energy? And the phrase that I've come up with is being healthfully selfful.
I love it. That's great.
All right, Pamela. Well, you know, you and I, we know from our past conversations when we get together, we really can talk and talk and talk, and everything flows. Spirit definitely guides throughout our conversations and our get-togethers. You know, one of the things I do want to promote for you guys, Pamela has an awesome, awesome class where you can learn how to read toes, whether you do it for yourself. It's absolutely self-paced. You can also do it live with with her as well, and she's got a great 50% sales offer happening right now to teach you how to read toes. And again, why she's so passionate about it is because of the information that it was able to give her in terms of insight on her own life and her own potential and her own beliefs and understanding of herself. And so, you know, if that's something you feel at all attracted to, like I said, she's done readings for me, and I mean, it's just amazing what comes out. And if it's something you feel that you would like to be a part of, then I highly suggest you get in touch with Pamela, connect with her on her website, www.thepointofbalance.com, and search that out for yourself. Well, Pamela, I think it's time. We've got about 5 minutes to the end of the close of our talk here today, but to really share with the world right now what you and I are doing together. So I'm excited to be a part of the announcement and letting everyone know that Pamela and I are going to be co-facilitating a women's spiritual retreat in Sedona, Arizona this coming November.
I'm so excited. I almost cried. Oh, that's so great. Yes, we are. Yes, yes.
And dates on that, everyone, November 7th to 10th, you know, we really are. We're real women with real life happening for us, and remembering where we've come from, remembering our oneness, our interconnected to everyone and all things. Pamela, really, it's such an honor to work with you and to be a part not only of the show today, but, you know, looking ahead in the months to come. People, if you're interested in attending and being a part of this retreat that we're doing, you can fly Pamela an email at PamelaCushman@yahoo.com or myself, purebybonnie@gmail.com. Connect with our websites. Find us on Facebook. The details of the retreat are just kind of coming into coordination. Again, you know, Pamela lives in Fairfax, Virginia, and I'm up here in Canada, Lloydminster, Saskatchewan. And so we're just bringing everything together. The universe has definitely brought us together for a much higher purpose. Pamela, in closing words, any advice that you can give the world right now?
Please listen to your body. Please listen to your toes.
I love it. I love it. Awesome. And so, Pamela, in the last few seconds here, I like to have a little fun with my guests. I like to do something that's called the pure moment of truth. And I just got some random fun questions I want to throw out there to you just to kind of kick off and enjoy. And again, we want to know your first response, the quickest response that you have in these. So what's your favorite comedy movie?
My favorite comedy movie. You know, this isn't even a comedy. It was A Knight's Tale came to mind. It's not really a comedy, but it makes me laugh.
Awesome. Awesome. What's your middle name?
Suzanne.
Pretty. Define a great life.
Mine.
Awesome. Awesome. What's the funniest thing you ever did as a kid?
Funniest thing that I ever did as a kid. Wow. You're taking me too far back, Bonnie. First comment. Let's see. I'm blank, Bonnie. Okay, ask me one more time. This is good because you know what? I let my left brain get in the way.
Oh.
Or right brain get in the way. Left brain. I don't know. What other brain?
What's the funniest thing you did as a kid?
Funniest thing I did as a kid. Absolutely nothing is coming to mind. I'm sorry, Bonnie.
Oh, that's okay. That's all.
I'm shown a blank screen. So this is an area of growth for me.
Who would you love to meet?
Who would I love to meet? You know, right now I'd love to meet Deborah King. Oh. She's an energy healer teacher who is just, I'm just in awe of.
What music do you like to listen to?
I love New Age, and I have a 16-year-old, so she keeps me pretty much into the pop scene.
And what do you like to do to have fun?
I love to read and work out, my favorite things to do.
Are you a spicy food girl?
Ooh, yes, I am, but I'm not. As I learn to tell my truth, my stomach handles more spices. So I love the spices, and I'm learning.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Pamela. It has been an absolute pleasure to have you here today on Pure Talk Radio. You guys, again, you can learn more about Pamela and the services, the phenomenal services that she offers at www.thepointofbalance.com. You can connect with her on Facebook at The Point of Balance. So connect with her business page there. And again, stay connected with either Pamela or myself, because we are really excited about the Experience Yourself retreat in Sedona, November 7th and 10th. And we would love, love, love for you to come and be a part of it, really in terms of just connection and fun and friendship. So again, thank you to each and everyone for tuning in today to Pure Talk Radio. I am your host, Bonnie Worth. You can connect with me on Twitter at Bonnie_Worth. And please visit my website, check out the magazine. And again, it has been an absolute pleasure. I am continuously grateful and feeling blessed to reach out and be a part of everyone's life every Tuesday at this time. So have a great rest of the day, everyone, and enjoy all the blessings and everything that you are creating for your life.
Thank you again for joining us. Be sure to listen for Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Worth live every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now, go live your life the way it was meant to be lived. We'll see you here again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.